In a small room at the offices of Anchorage Pediatric Group, Dr. Charles Ryan is getting ready to circumcise a 12-day-old baby. Ryan numbs the area with anesthetic.
Now we get him pretty mad, but he's not in any pain. So there you go. There. Was that the worst thing that ever happened? Huh?
Ryan is doing more circumcisions in the office instead of the hospital these days. About a year ago, he found out Alaska Regional Hospital is charging more than $2,000 for the procedure. For comparison, Providence Hospital, a few miles away, charges $235. So the doctors in Ryan's office decided to stop doing circumcisions at Regional.
Yeah, there was no long discussion.
Like, how much discussion did it take?
Oh, 2 minutes. It wasn't much. We were, I think, shocked by the price that we were hearing.
For the $2,000 fee, Regional Hospital is providing a small tray of sterilized and reusable instruments, a nurse to help out, and a board for the infant to lay on. Ryan calls the price wildly abnormal.
Healthcare dollars are limited, and we like to see them spent in ways that really provide good healthcare for people and necessary healthcare for people. And When the healthcare dollar is being milked off by charges that just seem out of proportion to what the cost of delivering those services is, those are dollars that can't be used for more essential things.
It's common for hospitals to charge a facility fee on top of what doctors charge for a procedure. Anchorage Pediatric Group bills $700 for circumcisions wherever they perform them. Regional Hospital did not go on tape for this story. In an email, a hospital spokesperson says the cost is so high in part because the hospital has to be ready to treat minor and major medical emergencies. She also points out insurance companies and even uninsured families can negotiate better rates. Still, another pediatrician in Anchorage thought it had to be a mistake when he heard the regional hospital price. Dr. John Tappel works at Latouche Pediatrics.
I went back one more time to the billing office and said, I want to make sure we're talking about the same numbers. We're not accidentally including some charge that isn't really charged to either the patient or the system. And they verified that, yeah, that was indeed the charge.
Now, Tappel generally avoids doing circumcisions at Regional unless families specifically request it. Many of his colleagues have followed suit.
It was one way that I could look at that was tangible, addressable, fixable, that would, in my mind at least, lower one aspect of the routine care of our patients.
Both Tappel and Ryan emphasize they think Regional is a good hospital, and they aren't interested in picking a fight with hospital administrators over a single fee. But Ryan says doctors should become better informed on hospital prices.
Neither hospital is out there trying to put that information right in front of us, and sometimes it's hard information to get if you ask. So that's one of the problems, I think, is physicians are not aware of the costs that they're generating by the things that they're doing.
And Tappel agrees. Doctors have to do their part.
When I order that x-ray or when I prescribe that antibiotic, I need to do a better job of understanding how that may impact some of my families.
You okay?
Back at Anchorage Pediatric Group, Dr. Ryan is done with the circumcision. The procedure took less than 20 minutes.
He's not smiling, but he's at least, yeah, acting like he's not bothered by it. Yeah. He's thinking, so where's my next meal?
The procedure took less than 20 minutes. Ryan wraps the baby up in a blanket and delivers him back to his waiting parents. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.